We are so good at producing food here in the United States that we need access to export markets on a level playing field. And so the cattleman's message was very strong that we needed to stay engaged in world trade. And that message resonated even in through the election and after the election. We've seen good progress in foreign trade. International markets are opening up some. We were disappointed that we were not able to stay involved in TPP. Our organization is very, very involved in this updating of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. It's very important to us. And one big item that your listeners are likely aware of, we've been able to open our Chinese market to American beef. It was closed for 13 years. So a lot happening in international trade, and it's all positive for the American beef industry.
And he knows that growing populations in countries across seas is an important destination for U.S. beef.
We enjoy the safest and most highest quality food supply anywhere on earth here in the United States. And this growing global economy, the emerging consumers in the nations with fast-growing economies like the Pacific Rim and China in particular, those expanding middle-class consumers have more income and they want a higher quality diet. And that higher quality diet means more protein, and the highest quality protein in the world is American beef. And so we're happy to have that market access now restored, and we're anxiously looking forward to supplying more and more Chinese consumers and other consumers all around the world with our high-quality American beef.
And Bruner says they look forward to continuing international trade efforts with the new administration and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue.
We support Perdue and are ready to help him as he works with the Foreign Trade Office to open more markets around the globe. As the Chinese market was opened, why our NCBA officers were there in China with Perdue and took part in the opening of the Chinese market. And cattlemen are really looking forward to expanded market access as well as a better business climate as we work to produce beef for the consumers of the world.